start talking about the lochos of chatzitza and tefillas yadayim. So one of the most common questions is a person has some type of dirt under his fingernails. Is that a problem which should be considered a chatzitza for the purposes of tefillas yadayim? So number one, a person generally is makbid on that type of dirt. He doesn't like it being there. He would remove it. He's makbid on it, so for him it's a chatzitza. So it could be considered a chatzitza, and he has to make sure that he removes that before he washes his hands with the tefillas yadayim. But let's say a person doesn't mind the fact that it's there. So the subject in halacha is we differentiate on the fingernail between the what's called keneged habasur, the part of the fingernail which is keneged habasur, and the part which is not keneged habasur. Now defining that is not so simple. One suggestion how to explain that is if you would press your finger towards the fingernail towards the finger, so a certain amount where the fingernail and the basur will meet, that's called keneged habasur. So dirt over there is not considered a chatzitza. Beyond that, it is considered a chatzitza. If you have dirt there on your fingernail, it's considered a chatzitza. I'm not talking about one little speck. That's the water we get through that. That's not a problem. But if a person has something which people in general would be makbid on, it's considered a problem. Therefore, the Mishnah brings from the Shloka Kodesh. The Shloka Kodesh says if a person cuts his fingernails every Erev Shabbos, besides getting the idea that you're doing something to cover Shabbos, you also gain that you will not have chatzitza issues while you wash until Tzidayim during the week, because it's not going to grow enough from one Erev Shabbos to the next to create this problem of having the fingernail go beyond Keneged HaBasur. Have a good morning.